the sun has almost set. It's just that dramatic explosion of colors that is so typical of the Kalahari. I am sitting at another pan now where I am spending the night. And while I was sitting here sipping my wine, and with the sun setting, and of course it was slowly darkening, an amazing cacophony of sounds erupted around me. It was a clicking sounds, but metallic, but not quite metallic, slightly more musical. Perhaps you can hear it in the background. I hope you can.
I first thought it had to be birds, but then I realized the sounds came from the ground, and I tried to investigate, but I could find nothing that made these sounds. It could either be some kind of cricket or frogs, but it's unlikely that it can be frogs because it's very arid in this area and very hot. So I'm not sure that a frog can survive here.
Then I vaguely remembered once reading about the so-called barking geckos of the arid savanna. And these little creatures live underground in a network of tunnels. And at sunset or at dusk, they come out and they sit in the entrance of the tunnel, and they make these clicking or barking sounds, hardly a bark, but at gecko scale, I guess you could call it a bark. Yes, and because they're sitting right at the entrance to their tunnel system, that's why I couldn't detect any of them.
And so it is with the wilderness. One constantly discovers things that you hadn't noticed before, and that you don't understand, and that you know almost nothing of, that you can only surmise. And so one slowly absorbs the mysteries, very small bits at a time, of a very vast mystery that makes up nature. And one really needs a lifetime or lifetimes of study of just one little phenomenon to fully understand it. And this is one of the reasons why I am so completely absorbed by the wonders of nature. Things that one could never have expected, that is completely counter the prevailing wisdom, that is even astonishingly unlikely. I just take apparent intelligence in animals, and how much we actually understand of that intelligence. How much of it is instinctive? How much has a logical survival explanation? How much of it is contemplated? Nature is an endless source of fascination. And at the moment, I'm completely fascinated by these little creatures making these clicking sounds around me. I'm going to try and record it so that you can also listen to it. I'm not sure that these tiny sounds could actually be picked up by this very primitive little microphone in my telephone. But anyway, you know that they're out there around me, all around me, and they are clicking away in their clicking way, and I'm not sure what they're saying to each other. It's probably some mating behavior. Yes, one of those mysteries.
So, I don't know what the rest of the night might bring. Maybe something profound, which I can tell you about. But for now, it's just a clicking sound. And I'm going to prepare some food now. Tomorrow, I will explore this pan a little bit more. I got here too late to see what was going on. So tomorrow morning, I will explore the pan a little bit and the surrounding bush, and then possibly carry on deeper into the wilderness on my meander. But let's see what happens.